Because I'll say that when Pintos enters the Beis HaMikdash and he performs extreme acts of desecration in the Beis HaMikdash, and nothing happens, and he enters and he's blocked against Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, look, look what I can do. Where's Kadosh Baruch Hu? I walk right into the holiest place in the world, and this is what I can do, and no one's stopping me. And with that, he goes on and rant all about Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chazal say, on that it was said, the Pasuk is Yashir, who is like you? Who is strong? Who is like you among the strong ones, Hashem? We dash into me, Micha Meicha Be'ilm Hashem. The word Elam can also refer to, the word Elam in this context, refers to somebody who is silent. Who is comparable to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who can be silent? At a time when somebody engages in such an act, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is in control of the entire world, can see such an act and do nothing about it. It's wondrous how amazing Kadosh Baruch Hu can show restraint and do nothing at all when such a terrible Chilul Hashem occurs. It's been interesting that, you know, restraint is a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing sometimes when there's a need for it, when someone has to respond to something, and he doesn't do it, so there's a reason for it, and it's a laudable thing. But of all places to mention it, the entire Yashir, the entire act of going out of Mitzrayim was unparalleled in the Gvura Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Never before, and really never since, Yetzias Mitzrayim, have we seen so much action on the part of Kadosh Baruch Hu to totally intercede into the Bria and go out and really perform tremendous acts that are really unparalleled. Of all places, to bring out the Ma'ala of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Klal Yisrael should have alluded to this in his Yashir, and say that Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to have restraint, is a funny place to bring out this point. So perhaps I could suggest, I've heard my father, that perhaps it's along the lines that there's that the Rai Strauss said over, that you see an interesting point. It says that people who Klal Yisrael, that we see when somebody holds himself back, it says, when a person hears his own bazillion, somebody goes ahead and he denigrates a person. A person stands there and he hears someone, you know, ranking him out, and he doesn't say anything back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these people are people I love, and these are the people who don't respond. They're compared to the sun coming out of full force. The question is, what exactly does it mean? Why are we comparing these people to the sun? So it's suggested from the Rai Sharov that he said over that there's two times in history we find the Shemesh taking a stand. One time is by Kairach. Kairach, we find the Medrash says that the Shemesh came out and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't stand, if you know, Kairach's coming here and he's challenging the whole ability of Moshe to lead Klal Yisrael, if you don't take a stand, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go ahead and make a machal man Moshe Rabbeinu, I will stop shining. He said, I can't continue to function if Moshe Rabbeinu isn't shown to be vindicated. On the other hand, we find many years earlier, at the time the world was created, so the moon comes along. The moon says, "Ain't it right that two melachim, and obviously the moon had some sort of time that the sun shouldn't be the one to be the melech. Yet at that point, we don't find any response from the Shemesh. Apparently, the Shemesh knew how to respond. When it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shemesh knew fully well how to get up there and take a stand. When it came to its own covet, it said, "I'll let it go. No, not a big deal." They didn't say anything. Let Kadosh Baruch Hu settle the affairs. When it came to someone else's covet, there it took a stand. Gvura, you know, the ability to show restraint is a wonderful thing. But if somebody doesn't have the ability to respond, so it's not such a major deal. Regardless, he doesn't have the midah. He couldn't say anything either way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us, and he teaches Mitzrayim how amazing he is, how wonderful he is, how everything is given into his hands, and he can do anything he wants. With that said, now we come to the point of restraint, and we see this is really the beauty of restraint. When someone has such a kayach, that's where you see the flip side, that the beauty of the restraint is he can go so far, even when he has the ability to respond. And that, in truth, is the ma'ala of Klal Yisrael. We say, we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and says, the ones I love are the ones who are not responding from a point of weakness. The reason why they're not responding is because we have what to say back, and we have, oftentimes, someone puts us down, we have what to respond. And even so, we understand that even though we have the ability to answer back and we don't, that is Vayav Kedesh Shabbos V'Gurasai.